You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Holy days in Jesus, they're all about Him. God has holy days. Satan has holidays. Which one do you keep? Don't let Satan deceive you with keeping his Christmas, Easter. Follow God. Worship Him on the days that He commands. Passover, unleavened bread, Pentecost, trumpets, atonement, tabernacles. You know, this is what we're going through today. Ezekiel 37. It tells us that there's a time when unbelievers that died without the knowledge of God will be given an opportunity for God's Holy Spirit and given an opportunity for salvation. So the little cannibal running around in the jungle in Guyana is not burning forever and ever in hell. They're resurrected after the 1,000 years and they're given their chance. And he said to me, prophesy to these bones in Ezekiel 37:4. Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. And I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in your mouth and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered over them, and there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to them, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. This is talking about a physical resurrection to flesh and blood, folks. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and as they lived, and they stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Indeed, they say, our bones are dry. Our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Verse 12, therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, bring, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit on you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and have performed it, says the Lord. You know, these are the whole house of Israel, all of the tribes, all 12 of the tribes of Israel, both the tribes of the house of Judah and the tribes of the house of Israel. They're joined together. These are people that were deceived, that didn't make a knowing choice. Never had their chance for salvation. They're resurrected after Jesus returns, after the 1,000 years. There's a general resurrection, and these people are scattered all over the face of the earth. Their number is more than the sands of the sea. They don't even know who they are. They think they're Gentiles. They're given an opportunity. Read about it in Revelation 20, verse 5. The rest of the dead did not live till the 1,000 years were finished, and they'll enter God's kingdom if they choose Jesus. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.